Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Dr. Crystal Bujol, the founder and artistic director of the Gifford Youth Orchestra. GYO provides training for at-risk children in various cultural and performing arts with a core focus on mastering stringed instruments. The Gifford Youth Orchestra will have a Getting to Know You fundraiser on Friday, October 27th at Grand Harbor Beach Club in Vero Beach. Their annual concert will take place on Saturday, November 4th at the Gifford Youth Center. Crystal, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Hi, Drew. I'm so glad to be back with you again. It's always my pleasure.
Before we talk about your Getting to Know You fundraiser and your annual concert, remind us of how children come to be part of the Gifford Youth Orchestra.
Boys and girls come on Tuesdays and sign up. It's just that simple. In order to be in our program, though, they should be at least 7 years old. But I do want to tell you that this year we have two more programs besides violins, besides strings. We started a piano program and we have a choir. And so for any of those programs, all they have to do is give me a call and I'll put them in touch with the right director of each of those programs.
And are these typically children who might have no musical experience?
Absolutely. We take boys and girls from wherever they are in their educational experience. And if they're coming into the violin program, we teach them how to read music, how to hold that bow, how to make that wooden thing that we call a violin, how to make music with this stick we call a bow, and how to read music notation. And I tell you, Drew, it's fascinating to watch them learn and then discover that they can make squeaky music and then discover that they can play music like that which they hear. But it's just fascinating to watch them learn and realize that they're learning a skill. So when we have our concert, it's a joy to see these children on stage. That's one of our mottos. It's not our motto, it's our theme, off the street and on the stage. So it is a joy to watch these children play those instruments, the violin, the viola, and the cello.
And how long will a child typically stay in the orchestra?
Well, it depends on so many factors, yeah. Drew. But we have had children stay with us until they graduated from high school. And all of those children that graduate from high school, every single one of them that stayed with us in our program, every single one of them is either in college or they have completed their college education 100%. And that is phenomenal. That's a phenomenal record. So with the children, in terms of how long they stay, I would say 5 to 7 years.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Crystal Bujol with the Gifford Youth Orchestra. So tell me about your Getting to Know You fundraiser. This will give the public a chance to meet some of these children that you're so fond of.
Yes, that is the purpose. We want more people to know who we are, what we do, and what are some of the results of our work. And the idea is to have people come and let us treat you as a VIP in our lives, and then talk to the children. Instead of us just performing, we want to have that interaction where you actually meet the children and the children meet you. Now, don't get these dates confused. October 27th is the VIP party. The following weekend, November the 4th, is our annual concert. That's free. The VIP party, we ask you to make a donation of $60 for tickets because we're going to serve you food and drink, and then have a good time.
And you get to see the impact that their help is having on these wonderful children.
Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't think to say that.
Feel free
yes.
to use it.
Okay. Yes, come to the VIP party and bring your checkbook and your personality, and then come the next week and see how your support manifests in the concert, listening to our children perform.
I've been speaking today with Dr. Crystal Bujol. We'll have a link to the Gifford Youth Orchestra as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Crystal, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much, Drew. This is our 14th year, so we really appreciate being a part of your program today.